Well, good morning and welcome to the Team Glacken Monday Morning Motivational Call. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I'm going to be your moderator and host for this morning's call. Every single Monday, we come together to get our business off on the right foot, to be thinking ahead to either the week ahead, the month ahead, and in this case, the end of month for the month of October here. And we have a variety of topics. We have product topics and business topics and personal development topics. So we're going to do just a conversation about two things today. We're going to talk about the CAR program. We're going to do that second. But we are going to talk about end of month. It is the end of Halloween is tomorrow. It's the end of October. And as we look at the end of the month here and what do we need to accomplish and what do we need to do here to get our numbers where we need and want them to be, sometimes there's a little stress around month end. Other folks are exactly where they want to be, and they're motivated and excited. And no matter where you are on the spectrum, if you're really happy with where your numbers are or if you're frustrated with where your numbers are, I just want to give you some encouragement to run to the finish line. The finish line is midnight on the night that the month closes, so midnight on October 31st, which is Tuesday night. Now, if you're a director or above, you have 2 days after the month ends, 2 business days after the month ends, to be able to finish up any last-minute things, to move any volume orders back, et cetera. So if you're not a director yet and you have, say you're working really, really hard to hit a number and you get to that number on, let's say, Wednesday, you can move some orders back. You just need to call your upline business partner, the person who's the director above you, in order to get those items moved back. So let's just have a conversation about what are some of the things that you can do to generate volume here at the end of the month. So we're talking the last 2 days of the month. What are some thoughts? What are some things that you guys are doing to get your volume? What are some things that you've done in the past to get volume? If you needed, let's say, 1,000 in volume, what would you do right now to make that happen? Who would like to share? Don't all talk at once, folks. Well, maybe you'd like some ideas. So I'll start off with a couple of ideas, and then remember this is an interactive call, so we definitely want to hear from everybody who's on the call here, and we want to have you share and have a conversation about it. And if you don't know, it's okay to say I don't know, and that's why you're on the call. And some of the things that I've done in the past is I've gone through my list of names and I've sort of looked at who in the past has been interested in something and what can I do to motivate them to buy now. Sort of what can I do to get them excited to buy something now? And Shackley's got the pink bag for the youth. I don't know how many people you think would be interested in that pink bag, but I've been traveling a lot here over the past few weeks and I've been using my silver bag. Got my pink bag in the mail. I actually really, really like the pink bag just as much. I know I've had some guys in my group trade me out. I had a couple of silver bags, and they traded me out for pink bags because they didn't want the pink bags. But I really like it. I think it's a really cute bag. So if you have somebody who's maybe on the fence about the skincare, maybe somebody who's been thinking about it but hasn't jumped on board and said, yes, I'm going to take the leap and buy the products, that would be somebody to go back to. So going through your list of names, who's on that list that was close to buying something and what's something that you can do to motivate them to buy now? I just gave you an example of something Shackley is giving us. Shackley is giving us that pink bag, so we don't have to make an investment to try and get them to buy now. If you wanted to make an investment to help somebody buy now, what I mean by that is you could offer free shipping, which means you would pay for their shipping. You could offer them 10% off their order, where you would give them a check back for 10% off their order. So, or you could give them a free product. Of course, you would buy the free product and ship that product. So, those are things that you as a business owner have the ability to do. Doesn't mean you have to do any of those things, but you can do those things because, remember, it's your business. So what are some thoughts? What would you like to say are some things that you have done or would like to do as far as getting them here at the end of the month?
This is Heather. Oh, I wanted to just ask, I'm brand new, and so I am learning and looking to glean from those with the experience. But one question I had, and I would like to know if this is necessarily not a good idea, if there's an alternate to this. A few friends that I have are interested in a couple of products, but nothing to warrant the free membership. Would it be advisable at all for certain prospects to offer to pay for their membership, but just to engage them in the organization, the product, and to give them an opportunity to be excited knowing they have 15% off moving forward, or would you advise otherwise?
I think that's sort of a personal decision, and I would guess that everybody on this call has done it a little bit differently. You know, over the years, yes, I have given some free customer memberships out, but the thing to remember is if you give a free customer membership, then they don't really value the 15% discount in the same way as if they bought the membership or as if they bought the enough product to get the free membership. You could always place their first order for them, and you would have it shipped to yourself, and especially if it's somebody that lives locally or close, you could drive it over to them or they could come pick it up from you. And you could give them the lower price on the first order and just say, you know what, because I really want you to be able to try the products, I'm going to give you my member pricing on this first order, and then hopefully you know that you'll like the products and we can get you a membership down the road. So those are some of the things that I always think of. I'm always trying to make sure that I give value to the membership, and then I also want to make sure that the person, you know, that they're, when you give something to someone for free, most people don't value it, and most people don't do something with it. And so I've had over the years, the people that I've given free customer memberships to tend to be the people that complain about the price the most. And so if I had bought products at retail price, you know, then maybe they would be excited about the member price down the road. So just some things to think about.
Great. No, that's great, Lisa. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. But I'm going to also just throw it out to the group here because we've got a lot of seasoned leaders on the call here. So who else would like to add, you know, what are some thoughts around maybe why you've given a free customer membership to someone before? Has anybody done that before? And if so, what has your experience been?
Hey, Jennifer, Sharon. And, yeah, that one has been one that I have used in the past. And I would absolutely agree with what you just said, that they don't value the product enough. And I think it came more out of my sense of desperation and wanting to pull people in versus really valuing the product and creating some value for them as well. And now I'm working differently where, you know, if somebody wants to try a product, I charge them retail. I say, this is the retail price. You know, if you want the membership, we can do that. We can talk about it before we do it, but if you just want to try something, here's the retail price. And, you know, I've had several people take me up on that, and then I know I'm making a little bit more money on it. And, you know, later on when they see the value to that it's just been a much better way to go is and highly value it. And yet there have been times, too, where I need the PV. And so, you know, I throw in the towel at that point, and I go, you know, for this moment I'm going to do this because I need the PV. Like, just it's a balancing act kind of in the moment, but if I don't have to give that for free anymore, I really try and steer away from it. So just kind of my thoughts on that.
Well, and just remember for all of us, and this is, you know, that sort of reminder even for myself, that our products are worth the retail price. All of us on this call are at least members, if not distributors and directors, and so we're buying products at a different price. And so we sort of get used to the price we're paying for it, and we're like, well, gosh, I don't want to pay the retail price. But a brand new customer coming in, if we teach them that the products are worth the retail price and they're getting this amazing benefit by being a Shaklee member to save 15% off of the retail price of these products, well, then all of a sudden you have somebody who values what they're getting and they get excited about saving 15%. But too often I think we jump to the membership option and we hurry up and we sell products at member price because we want them in our group or for whatever reason. And we don't teach them to value that price. So. Thank you. Thank you for that reminder, Sharon. What are some other thoughts? What are some other things that people have done as far as giving away free memberships? Have you done it before? Has it worked well? Has it not worked well? What are some thoughts? We have a very quiet group here this morning, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Jennifer, it's Claire. I did something different. I think you've mentioned that before, and I've tried to keep that in mind. So last month, I texted a bunch of people who were interested in things, and I said, you know, I'm placing an order. You know, you had mentioned you're interested in the cholesterol reduction or the performance sticks. You know, would you like me to put that on my order for you? And I did it with about four people. It's a little more work, but it got them as potential new customers to at least make a purchase and get involved. So I just charged them retail, put them on mine, and then made a point to spend a little time or put a catalog in with it when I dropped it off. You know, and so I can just track them, but it's not as easy because they're not captured in my Shaklee customer base necessarily, but at least there's some relationship going and they've been trying something.
Exactly. exactly. And we want people to be members because we want their ID number attached to us. And so down the road, you know, if somebody's buying consistently, well, then we want to convert those people to a member. But if it's the first, second order, it is totally okay to sell it at retail price and to put the value out there. And the minute somebody says to you, oh, gosh, I didn't realize it was going to be that price, you say, oh, well, that's our retail price. And if you'd like to be a Shaklee member and save 15%, here are the ways that you can do that. And so it gives you a great opportunity to talk them through what membership is and what it's all about, and also to give them some ideas of maybe some products to purchase in order to get that membership for free. And one thing I would just encourage all of us to also think about, if we're talking to somebody and let's say they are, you know, hesitant at buying a retail price and they want to join membership, but maybe they were only interested in one product, don't kick yourself in the foot or shoot yourself in the foot, I guess is what the saying really is, by selling them three or four of the same product. If you said to somebody, well, let's get you three bottles of Vitali, or let's get you, you know, whatever it ends up being to get that to that $150 mark, if it's the same exact product, they're not going to buy from you for months and months and months. And we want people to be in our system and buying on a regular basis because that helps to develop a stable personal volume for yourself so you know what your volume is every month. But it gives you a chance to be in regular communication with these people. Hopefully it's going to help to expand their product use. And so what I typically do is I'll typically ask somebody, what were all of the things that you wanted to try? You know, let's create a list here. What are all the things that you have on your wish list, the things that you really wanted to try? And let's go through those and figure out which ones you'd like to get so that you can get the membership. And then on this order and going forward, you'll be able to pay that member price for all of the products. And most people are really excited about doing that once they understand the value. But if we give away the free membership, then they never have this conversation. If you sort of listen, that was a little bit of a conversation that I was having with somebody versus just, oh, sure, let me give you the products for free or let me buy them and give them to you at a lower price. Because what we're doing is we're cutting into our profits. And as Sharon said, you know, she makes a little bit more money when she sells it at retail. Every single person here can sell your products at retail price. Shaklee has a value of retail price on our products, and that is what they are worth. And you can collect that money, and you, of course, end up being the beneficiary of that. You get all of that extra income, and that's a part of our compensation plan. So don't forget that piece. So any other comments or questions or conversation around, you know, that free membership option and getting somebody to be a member? Okay, let's hop back to finishing out our month strong and finishing out our month with some volume. So the idea that I throw on the table is to go back through your list of names of people who've been interested in the past, you know, making sure you go through your whole list and say, okay, who are people who've been interested in the past who haven't maybe bought anything? So that's one way to increase your volume. Another way to increase volume is to go through your list of customers and see who hasn't bought in a while. And you know, maybe somebody who has been purchasing them. You know, maybe they purchased a couple of times and it's been maybe a little bit overdue, maybe it's a month or two overdue for them to get their next purchase and they haven't yet. So you're thinking, well, gosh, I'd really like to get that person some product, and that'll increase your volume. What are some other ideas for increasing volume? Here, as we roll into the last 2 days of the month, what can you do in a 2-day time period to get volume? I'm just going to add something here as you guys are sitting here thinking and sort of racking your brains for some ideas. And we've had people on the team do what they call blitz calling, where they get together with a couple of other folks who really want to increase their volume as well, and they set aside maybe a 2-hour time period to make phone calls. Let's just say I'm going to throw this out in the air. Let's say 1 to 3 in the afternoon. And they get on the phone at 12:30, and everybody has a chance to share, you know, who's on their list, who they're calling, what they're attempting to do, et cetera. And then they get on the phone from 1 to 3, and then they come back at 3 o'clock, and they talk about what happened and what success they had as far as volume. It's called a blitz call. And what people typically do on those calls is they'll call to set up appointments, they'll call to get volume, they'll call just to check in with their customers. If they're in that first month of a new customer, they'll follow the GlaCMU follow-up process, and they'll make those weekly phone calls, and so there might be a specific reason that they're calling for each one of those weeks. You know, there's a variety of things to do, but that's a great way to get volume. And we've had people do as much as 2,000-3,000 points in volume in one day, making concerted phone calls, you know, just like sitting on the phone and just picking up the phone. But that doesn't mean that you call the person who hasn't bought in 2 years. It's more about looking for that low-hanging fruit. You know, who is likely to place an order? Who's the most likely to place an order? So that you're then calling people who you think you really could get some volume from, versus just sort of stabbing in the dark and calling anybody who may or may not give you volume. And obviously you're trying to get volume, so the goal is to get volume. Any thoughts or comments on what to do as far as getting volume on these last 2 days?
Geez, everybody is so talkative on here today.
I know.
Hi. I'll pitch in. You know, this has been, and you know, this a hard month ends for me, so I was looking for some ideas. I'm glad you pulled in on it. And just the encouragement that we're not alone on months that are hard. Life is a cycle. It's up and down, and some months you're soaring, and other months you're scraping. So it's okay. It's consistency, and it's keeping the mindset in, and so just encouraging myself and everybody else, and that mindset of there is an abundance out there and we can get it. And that was my plan today. Honestly, it was in essence to kind of combine all that you were talking about there, getting my list of names, looking at my customers, trying to pick those that low-hanging fruit, and just getting on the phone. I think probably that free product is something I'm going to kick into as well. Just put a special out there that, you know, just for a free product or something. But I don't know if anybody else does other things. I'm racking my brain to see if I have anything else that's there, but I've kind of been doing that the last few days. But I just thought it might be helpful to other people. Like, if you're scraping by, like, you're not the only one. And I would love to know that I'm not the only one, I guess. And it's okay. So we've had, you know, lots of great months. And I kind of feel, Jennifer, honestly, like right now I am almost restarting my business because I have such a laser focus on my target market in a way that I never had before. And so that is kind of changing things. And so it's just interesting because I feel like I've got huge things rolling and getting all this stuff rolling, these big things going for tomorrow, but I've also have to work for today. So it's just an interesting place, but I like that mindset of looking back and going, oh, you know what? Like, I'm starting something completely new, but I have a solid base underneath it as well. So I don't know if that's encouraging to anybody else or if it, you know, but it's just kind of where I'm at, and it's okay. We'll get there.
It is okay. You've got an amazing organization, Sharon. You know, you've got directors on your team. You've earned trips. There's a lot of things that you've accomplished in Shackley. And so I think it's actually probably comforting for a lot of folks on this call also to hear you say that there's some months that are challenging. I think every single month we need a goal. You need to have a goal for where you want your business to end in a volume, from a volume perspective, from, you know, how many directors you want on your team, where you want to be in qualifications for trips, et cetera. I mean, there's just a lot of things that we can rate and judge, so to speak, or mark and track. And I think that if you don't have a volume goal, then it's really easy to get stuck sort of at the minimum. And if we're only looking to get to 2,000 in volume, then we'll probably make about 75% of that. We don't always hit our mark. And if you really want solid volume in your organization, you need to be at 3,000 or 5,000 in volume. And I would really even encourage people to be thinking about 7,000 and 10,000. There's a lot of people on our team that do very high volume. A lot of you know the Cashes, Becky and Chris Cash, and they consistently run 20,000-30,000 in volume on a monthly basis because they've developed a very large customer base. And a lot of it comes down to our thinking. Do we think that we have a large customer base? Do we think that we can service a large customer base? Does that make us nervous? Do we say, oh, my gosh, I can only handle so many people? You know, your thinking about your business and how many customers you can work with will impact how many customers you end up with. And you also want to remember that we're not looking for our closest friends and family to be our end-all, be-all of our business, that, yes, our closest friends and family can be our starting point, but we're looking to find the people that they know. I'm always asking people. So for example, I was with a new business leader this weekend and doing some appointments. And we were sitting down with this couple, this husband and wife, and the wife was really interested in skincare, and the husband was really interested in sports nutrition products. And as we're talking, I asked them who they knew that might be interested in both of those sets of products. And, of course, that got their mind working. And so they were thinking about who they knew. And my business builder sort of looked at me and said, I get it now. Because the business builder was thinking that they had to go out and find all of the people themselves, when that's not the case. You need to find people, and then we need to tap into those people. So if you have some people who bought skincare back in August when Shackley first launched youth, calling them and saying, who do you know that might also want these amazing benefits of the skincare? And get some referrals from those people, because they do probably have friends who might be noticing that their skin is changing. They might be thinking about some of their friends and family that would enjoy the products. That's a great way to dig deep and to start building that depth in your organization, but that also relieves the pressure of us having to know everybody and of us having to go out and create it all ourselves. So any other comments on that? Any other comments about, you know, how to get that volume at the end of the month? We're on these last few days, and so this last piece that I was just trying to encourage you with is to get referrals, to ask people who they know that might also be interested in the products. Okay, well, we have a very, very quiet group today. Normally we have this is supposed to be an interactive call, which means we're all supposed to share and talk, and that's fine. If folks want to be quiet today, that's perfectly fine. We don't really have time to dive into the CAR program, so what we're going to do is we're going to save that for another week of conversation so that we can really dive into that and make sure everybody understands the CAR qualifications and what it takes to earn a CAR. So it is the 30th of October. We've got these last 2 days. Let's really run to the finish line. Let's really hit our numbers. Let's run as hard and as fast as we can. Get on the phone today. Get on the phone tomorrow. Truly do everything that you can to get the volume numbers that you have set for yourself, whatever your goals are for your business. And remember, as we're rolling into the end of 2017 here, that you want to be looking at what your goals were for the 2017 calendar year. Where did you want your business to be at the end of 2017, and where are you in relation to that? Are you close to where you wanted to be? Are you really far off? Either way, it's a matter of trying to figure out, okay, what are you going to do to make those numbers happen? So I hope everybody has a blessed Shackley day and an incredible Shackley week. We will be here same time, same place next Monday. Talk to everybody soon. Take care. Bye.